Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hi, good morning, Randy. I have a transfer on the phone. Her first name is Soraya, and last name is Milton, Milton.
And is her phone number 463-246-2989?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You could put her over. Thank you so much. I can help her.
All right, I'm transferring her now. Miss
Thank you.
Milton, you're in good hands. Have a nice day.
All right. You too. Thank you. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Miss Milton. My name is Randy Reese, Reese
Morning.
like the peanut butter cups, and it is a recorded line, and I'm going to help you see if we can't take a claim here for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. And I have, and I don't want to say this wrong, but it's how do you please say that for me, please? Your first,
Soraya.
Soraya, thank you. I love that name. Soraya
Thank
Milton.
you. Yes,
Okay.
thank you.
Now, Ms. Milton, have you already got an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, Ms. Milton, can you affirm that you've not signed documents with any other law firm for this matter?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay, young lady. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
Oh, you poor thing. Sorry to hear that. I always cringe a little bit when I get to that question. Miss Milton, what was the diagnosis? What was the date that you got diagnosed with the meningioma? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello, are you there, ma'am?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, sometimes I sometimes these calls, the audio goes in and out. If that should happen, I promise I'll immediately call you right back.
Okay.
Okay. And what was the date of your diagnosis? What was the date that you got diagnosed with the meningioma?
April 24th, 2006.
4/24/2006. Okay. Thank you. And to confirm, I have April 24th, 2006, correct? And what is your date of birth, young lady?
2/15/1972.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first.
2/15, February 15th, 1972.
Thank you. February 15th, 1972, day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Okay. And bear with me here a second.
Okay.
Just getting caught up here. Okay. And just, I sent you a text message right now that's got my name, my phone number, my email address. And again, if we should become disconnected, I will call you back on, that's my desk phone. Also, if you need to follow up with me or pass on my name or number to anybody else, you now have my contact as well as my email. So again, if you know anybody else that used the depot, please feel free to pass it on. I'll never ask you for anybody's name, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Now, continuing, did you consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And it was the Depo, as far as you know, it was not the generic, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I did.
Okay, and within 1 year, can you confirm? Any one of those years that you used it, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to getting diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
And we know when you got your diagnosis, approximately when did you start start getting the shots, the Depo? Approximately when?
March of 2003.
Okay. Was that the beginning of March in 2003?
Yes.
Okay. And then I assume it's somewhere around your diagnosis date. When did you stop using the depot?
Yeah, it was. Where was it?
Well, if you got diagnosed in the beginning of December of, well, you tell me, actually.
April 2006, I believe it was.
Yeah, right beforehand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we know you already have the illness. So let me just type that in. And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And for your first name, I have S-O-R-A-Y-A. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then for Milton, I have M-I-L-T-O-N. Is that correct?
Correct.
And for your email, I have davi-esoraya837@gmail.com. So davies.oroya@837@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And for phone number again, 463-246-2989.
Correct.
And is this a mobile phone, cell phone?
Cell phone, yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
And text.
Text. And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
I think I'm pretty early.
Well, the firm is...
Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the firm here, the firm that I believe will be handling your case, and I don't know to the very end, but the firm I believe is probably West Coast time. So if I put afternoon, that would be probably late afternoon for you. Is that what you're thinking? Or what? Because morning would still kind of be late for you.
Morning.
Morning. Well, it depends. You tell me.
Western time, you said it would be evening time?
No. Western, we're just, we're just 2 hours ahead or behind you.
Oh, okay. Well,
right.
I guess.
Mornings?
I guess if I say 11 or 12, then that'd be.
Mornings for us. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I didn't mean to confuse that so much. I'm so sorry.
I did get confused.
Oh, and that's all on me. What is your address, young lady?
115 North Willer Street, Saginaw, Michigan. Or
Miller Street?
Willer, W-H-E, what is my street name? W-H-E-E-L-E-R Street. Saginaw, Michigan, 48602.
Okay. And what was the number on Wheeler Street again?
115.
115. I got the rest of it. Is it North Wheeler Street by chance?
Yeah, it is.
And it's in Saginaw County, Michigan, 48602?
Mm-hmm.
No apartment number, correct?
No.
Okay. And... who is the doctor that diagnosed you? And let me try. Go ahead.
D-A-U-R-A-V-L-U-T-H-R-A. The Google. Oh, Lord. I'm tearing his name all up.
Okay. That is a doctor.
Yes.
Okay. And where was that at? Did I lose you?
No.
Yeah, what facility did you go to?
CMU Health Riverfront. That's a clinic that I go to. 1015 South Washington Avenue. That's Saginaw, Michigan, too.
Okay.
That's 48601.
I found it. Is that on Washington, did you say?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just copying and pasting everything I need so you could
Okay.
Just chill for 1 second. So sorry. There we go. Okay. I appreciate your patience. And just one more time, I'm not going to try to find it on the internet. Spell his slower, spell his last name for me, your doctor's last name.
G-A. I'm looking at G-A. Oh, you said L-U-T-H-R-A.
Thank you. Okay.
How is that? Lutra? I never did ask him what is how you say it or nothing. I just don't know. I'll go there.
That's okay.
I want to say Gutrich or something else for his first name.
Galuthra? I don't know. Right? How would you say that correctly? He's a good doctor, though.
He is. He's
no, I
excellent.
See that. Excellent. Okay, cool. And is he also the doctor that treated you? Same place? Or did you go to a different facility?
A different one.
Where did you go?
Dr. Etrick Richards.
Spell the last name for me.
R-I-C-H-T-E-R. It's a neurosurgeon.
Okay. I'll find him.
Okay.
And where was that at?
That was at Covenant Medical Center.
Covenant Medical Center.
Yeah, it's in Saginaw, too. You need an address?
Yeah, you know what? What's the address?
1447 North Harrison Street. And that's in Saginaw, Michigan, too. And that zip code would be 48602.
Thank you. Do you know their phone number?
I do. 1-989-583-7000.
Thank you. And I've got Dr. Richter, and I've got Covenant Medical Center, Saginaw. Just look this over. Thank you for knowing all this. You're faster than Google, let's say that. Okay.
I have to look at the clinic so much. Shoot.
I know, you poor thing. It's terrible. And you know what? You sound so good now, but I know what you went through. I believe me. I know we're making a little bit light, but it's scary as you know what. It is, and I do
got,
feel for
you. Diabetes and gallstones and all that to go with it.
Yeah, that's no good either. Now, did Dr. Richard, as far as you mentioned that you got pain meds and med, did Dr. Richard prescribe those for you, or did Dr. Galuthra or...
Galuthra.
Okay, thank you. Got that. Let me just copy and paste that down. And thank you for knowing all this. You really are just about done.
Okay.
You've been great too. And again, I really appreciate
you
have a really great outlook on things considering what you went through. And then I know that's hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm just, there's the address. Now, when you went, let's say after the fact, you're done with your treatments and you get any pain meds or anything like that, where did you just go to Walgreens? Where did you go? CVS?
Yeah, they sent a prescription to Walgreens.
Walgreens.
I mean, no, Walmart. Walmart. I use Walmart Pharmacy.
I think they're a little cheaper, actually.
They are.
I do.
I have to get every medicine there.
Anybody that tells you they don't go to Walmart is lying, okay? So I don't care what they say.
Yeah, I don't use the CVS or Walmart, Walgreens or nothing like that. That would be higher.
Yes. And I, you know, years back, I don't know if you had Rite Aid, but they stopped taking it here. Did you go to the one on Brockway or the one on Bay? Do you remember which one you went to?
Brockway.
Brockway, gotcha. Yeah. insurance companies, at least out here in California, most of them stopped taking Rite Aid.
They're not even here any longer. They closed it down here.
Yeah, it just seems like the ice cream is still like at places, but not the Rite Aid itself.
Yeah.
Okay, just about got what I need. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, as far as, like, how are you doing now? I know we've had a conversation and talked about how you sound well and all that, but really, how are you doing? Do you have anxiety of, you know, getting sick again?
I think about it all the time. And I'd be still having hair loss and face problems and stuff, too, like hallucinations. Sometimes I'll be thinking I'll be seeing black spots and whatever it is. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
So sorry.
Blurry vision.
So sorry. Okay. Are you on any meds still?
Yeah, I still take them every now and then when I think I might need them.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as far as medical records go, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist? Now, the attorneys here will attempt to get them, but in the event they can't, please confirm that they exist. And if we need your assistance in getting them, you'll be able to provide that and send them either electronically or via mail. So can you confirm they exist? Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I can. Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, my chart or anything like that?
I do.
Okay. So you probably have the records already.
Yes.
Good job. Now, last question here. Can you please, well, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we can't reach you for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I jumped ahead. Can you please provide me with an emergency contact name, phone number, who they are, friend, family, or foe?
Okay, the name would be Alex Mitchell.
Alex Mitchell. Okay, and what's Alex's phone number?
317-287-4568.
And he's your, who's Alex?
Friend,
okay.
Yeah, close friend.
You want me to put BFF? No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that. I had a lady tell me that one. No, put BFF. Okay.
Okay.
I really did. Now, in the event that something were to happen to you or if you were unavailable, would Alex be able to access your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he has it.
Perfect. Let me just copy that. You always should have somebody back up for that anyways, just in case. You never know. Life's so short, as I'm sure you've learned.
It is. It is.
Right.
There'd be so much going on now. How's California?
It's cold today, but, I mean, we pay a lot in taxes and stuff. You hear all that. But I would say overall, you know, it's a nice place to live. But my son-in-law is from your part of the world, and he goes back all the time. And I think eventually he'll go back. Because I think you guys have a cleaner lifestyle. I really do.
Oh.
There's so much congestion and, you know, cars. And I for example, I live about 26 miles from the office here, but I have to plan like an hour and 15, sometimes an hour and a half to get to work. That's a long time, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I guess it's getting to be that way elsewhere. Right. Now, let me see. Let me make sure we got this right. Let me see. Looks like I might have one more question. Let me scroll down. Oh, forgetting your medical records. I'm sorry. I do need your social security number.
313-680700.
Thank you. And looks like I may have another question. Hold on. One of these, sometimes they pop up afterwards. And gotcha. This one did pop up. Had you ever had cancer prior to your meningioma?
I didn't.
Okay, thank you. That should be good now. Okay. Now, sorry about the interruption. Back to where I was. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to teach you. Let me go to my DocuSign. And then you'll be able to tell everybody that you've signed documents electronically.
Okay.
Okay, go into my drafts. Now, I'm going to send it right now. It's spinning on my end. Now, it's going to come to you via text as well as email. Probably the best place to access it would probably be your email. I mean, your text. So if you want to put me on speakerphone, click on the text. And then the first thing you're going to see, it'll say Randall Reese. That's me.
Welcome to DocuSign.
Yeah, welcome to DocuSign.
Wait, I can pour that up too, huh?
Nah, that's all right. Don't worry about it. There's a little box on the left-hand side that you need to click. It says, I agree to use electronic. Do you see that? Or I may be ahead of you. Open up the, to click on the text.
Okay.
Sorry, I may be ahead of you.
Do you agree to receive future
SMS? Yes.
Okay. Let's say yes.
And then hit continue.
Okay.
Everything, just to give you a tip, everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. So don't be afraid to touch one of the yellow keys. If it doesn't have what it wants, okay, it'll tell you. It'll tell you.
Okay.
It's pretty cool, actually. I bought a car using DocuSign once. It was pretty cool.
Okay. So I'm scrolling down and I'm going to try to make this a little bigger so I can see.
Okay. Once you hit continue, what you're going to see is in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to see a button that says start.
Yes, see that.
Touch that.
Okay.
And then that'll take you to a screen. And you're going to see an initial. Touch that, and a screen will pop up, or you may have to hit next. And inside that, there a box is going to pop up, and it's going to ask you to make a signature in that box.
Mm-hmm.
And then down in the lower left-hand corner, after you've successfully made a signature, you're going to hit adopt and sign.
Okay.
And take your time.
What'd I do?
It's okay.
I see everything in yellow.
Yeah, it'll tell you what you did. Yeah.
Okay. Please check type of information to be released. What am I putting there?
What do you see on your screen?
Please check type of information to be released.
What's yellow on your screen?
Oh, it's not in yellow. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not in yellow. I see where I initial and
then
whatnot.
Right, and then do adopt and sign is what's down there in the yellow in the lower left-hand corner.
Okay, right. That's you.
Right. It's going to ask you for a signature where you need to sign. But I'll tell you what, I'll answer that question. They're going to be requesting all records that are available. So that's
okay.
That's a given. You're getting the hang of it?
Yeah, it says finish. I'll hit the finish button.
Oh, good job, young lady. Now, let's see. I should get an email here that tells me I sure did. Good job. Okay. Now, let me go back here. Let me get you.
So you're done signing at the bottom. It says continue.
What it's going to ask you to do right now is it's kind of a marketing thing on DocuSign. You don't need to do it. It's going to ask you to download the app. You don't need to do that. Well, a copy of this document's already been deposited into your email.
Okay.
So you already have a copy. But let me tell you what happens next. I did send you my phone number and did tell you you're more than welcome to reach out to me. Now, I sent you the second number. These guys are going to give you a call. They're not going to be putting you through what I just did. It's just basically a verification call. And it's Pulaski. They're going to leave you a message if they don't get a hold of you. So you don't need to worry about missing the call or anything like that. But those are your attorneys. I gave you their number, 909-906-3862. They do represent you in this matter. So you are represented. You're in the claim, and I appreciate you taking advantage of it, because the only way you're going to help other ladies is by taking advantage of the claim. Seriously.
Right.
And that's what this is about. I'm very, very passionate about it. I do really appreciate, you know, you being very, you know, dare I say, light about this, considering everything that you went through. And that, I'm truly sorry for you.
Yeah.
And Ms. Milton, let's get you some justice, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me, young lady?
No, sir, I don't. I appreciate you.
Oh, you as much, ma'am. You have a blessed holiday, and you know
what? You do the same.
Take care, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.